Yesterday we discussed Kinyan Dalet Amis. It's important that you have a good Havana in Kinyan Dalet Amis and the way it works. And I'd like to try to be masber a little more before we come to the end of Avnei Miluim. In Kinyanim in general, there are kinyanim which a person does himself, kesef, shtar, chalipin. These are kinyanim that the person does, but he's kind of the object. And there's kinyachatzer. Kinyachatzer happens without the activity of the person, without the person's ma'ase at all. Kinyachatzer is a totally different kinyan than all other kinyanim which require the person to do something. The person has to be nolga or paratz, he has to give a shtar. Kinyan chatzah doesn't require the person's action at all. It's a totally different kinyan. The only kinyan in all the kinyanim that works b'li yediyah, without the knowledge of the person, is kinyan chatzah. There's no other kinyan that works without a person knowing, without a person's das to be kind of. You need das, either the machno or the kind of, but you need das for every single kinyan. You want to do chalipin, you have to have das. What are you doing chalipin for? Kesef, you need das. You give the person the money. And you kind of the character. There has to be das by the kind of, das by the machno. Without das, kinyanim don't work, except for kinyan chatzah. Kinyan chatzah is a chiddush. The Mishnah says in Bava Metzia, and I think it's Daf Yud Aleph, that Hayatzvi Shavur, it says if a deer is running in your field, Hayatzvi rots, if a tzvi is running in your field, you're not claiming it because you can't catch it. So it's not Mishtameris. But the Mishnah says, Tzvi Shavur, there's a tzvi with a broken leg in your field. So it's kind of for you. You're kind of the what's in your field, even without knowing about it, without any knowledge. A person could be sitting here in yeshiva. If a dover hefker falls into his chatzar miles away, he's kind of it without any idea at all, as long as it's a chatzar mishtameres. It's a chatzar that's protected. So that there's a gigantic difference between king of chatzar and shar kinyan. Now, the fact that it's kind of b'li yediyah is the nafgamina between chatzar and everything else. But the havana is that be'etzem, it's a different kinyan. It's a kinyan that happens chatzairai, whether you hold the chatzar's mishum yad or mishum shlichas, whatever the lamdis is. The shailin lamdis is all shailas and chatzar. How chatzar works, the shailin, if it works mishum yad, mishum shlichas, because chatzar is a totally different kinyan. Other kinyanim, there's no suffix how it works. Hagbah works by picking something up. Going to the grocery, you buy a chocolate bar, you pick it up, you kind of have a. So that kinyan chatzar is a very different kinyan than the kinyan of than all the other kinyan. Now, when it comes to kinyan dalet amis, we are learning that there's such a kinyan that the rabbanon are misakin. It's a kinyan de rabban. The rabbanon said that there is a kinyan called kinyan dalet amis, and that works on the sides of a street, but tzidei rishus harabim, that you're kind of something that's in your dalet amis, that an object of hefker, or an object someone wants to be machna to you, that's in your dalet amis, that you're kind of. That's a kinyan de rabbanon. I happen to see in the Beis Shmuel, he says, in a shul, a Beis HaKnesses, you also can have, he brings a machlekes Rishayim. So Rishayim say, you also have kinyan dalet amis, in a Beis HaKnesses. That doesn't mean a privately owned Beis HaKnesses. It means a Beis HaKnesses that belongs to the Kehillah. In such a place, you also have kinyan dalet amis. It's also a place where everybody has a right to go in. And people presumably have a right to put things down there. And in such a place, you kind of, kinyan dalet amis, a kinyan de rabbanon, that the rabbanon will misakin. the Ran and Ramban are arguing what sug of kinyan the Rabbanu and Misakim, when they made this new kinyan. The Rabbanu came and they made a new kinyan of Dalet Amos, whatever their reason. The Rabbanu came along and they said, look, you have a list of kinyanim. You have, you can make a long list of Hagbah, Mashiach, and Mesira, and Kinyan Chatzar, Kinyan Kesef works, and now we're making a new kinyan. A new kinyan, Kinyan Dalet Amos. The Ran and the Ramban are arguing where Kinyan Dalet Amos fits in this spectrum of kinyanim that the Torah Shtel Davek. The Torah Shtel Davek, a whole list of kinyanim on one side and Kinyan Chatzar on the other side. Where does Kinyan Dalet Amos fit in? Is it under the category of Kol HaKinyanim? Or is it under the category of Kinyan Chatzar? What did Chazal do when they were misakin this idea that a person who's standing in the street could be kind of Kinyan Dalet Amos? The Ran learns that Kinyan Dalet Amos is a Derabbanan Dika Kinyan Chatzar. It's a Derabbanan Dika Kinyan of Kinyan Chatzar that it works because Midirabbanan, those Dalet Amos are yours, calls man you're standing there. The Rabbanan gave you a gift, and the Ran says, Al Tefker Bezn Hefker. They gave you a Tekayach Bezn Hefker. They gave you, these Dalet Amos are yours for Kinyanim. They're not yours, you can't plant there, and you can't build there. Chazal gave you this Dalet Amos, but tonight, that you use it just for Kinyanim. But when it comes to Kinyanim, Lashita Saran, it's in the sug of Kinyan Chatzar. It's a Kinyan Chatzar, Dika Kinyan. It works because it's in your chatzar. How's it your chatzar? Hefkadez. Bezin said, this is my chatzar. Once it's my chatzar, so now, if you put something there, I'm going to be kind. It's a kinyan chatzadika sort of kinyan. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban learns that kinyan dalet amis is not a kinyan, is not a type of kinyan chatzar. It's not a sug of Kinyan Chatzar B'chlal. Kinyan Dalet Amos is a new Kinyan that the Rabbanan said. It's a new Kinyan. It goes in the list of Kinyanim. You have lists of Kinyanim. It's nothing to do with Kinyan Chatzar. It's a Kinyan that Chazal invented. They invented a Kinyan on objects. Objects that fall into your Dalet Amos in a Simta, those objects become yours. The things that fall to your Dalet Amos, they become yours. It's a new sug of kinyanim. It's a new category of kinyanim. Kinyan Dalet Amos. It's not Kinyan Chatzar at all. You don't own the Dalet Amos. You have no bailus on the Dalet Amos. An object that comes into a location within you of Dalet Amos that has shaykhus to you, either a tefker, so you have a shaykhus, so you're allowed to take it. Or someone wants to give it to you, wants to knock it to you, so you have a right to take it. Such an object, you're kind of with Kinyan Dalet Amos. It's not nothing to do with Chatzar, according to the Ramban. It's in the Sug HaKinyanim, a brand new Kinyan, the Rabbanah made up. Well, we're going to get to the Avnim Lum's explanation of the Ramban. But what the Avnim Lum says in the first half, the first two-thirds of the Avnim Lum, is the way I'm explaining to you now. That it's a new Kinyan that Rabbanah made, and they have a right to make kinyanim. Talking about where it could work as hefker doesn't hefker. But it's not a din in the karka that's there. So this is the yisoid hanafkamina between the two of them. It's not just how it works, but what sug of kinyan is it? In Yalos HaShachar, in Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Gimel, Rav Steinman clears a shayla. He brings a shayla. He says, what happens if you're standing with your friend in Sidei Rishus HaRabim? You're standing with your friend by a bus stop, or you're standing in front of the yeshiva. It's at Sidei Rishus HaRabim. It's a simta. And then you notice on the floor that there's a $20 bill. So you bend down, you pick it up. Whose $20 bill is that? assuming it's an Aveda in a place that's Rav Gayim, or even not Rav Gayim, it's Ebay Simon, whoever finds it could keep it. So Rav Steinman clears, what's his clear? What a tutsdadim. I picked it up, it's mine. I see you standing outside, I walk over to you, I'm schmoozing with you, and then I see that on the floor next to you is a $20 bill. I pick it up. I ask you if you dropped it, you say no. So I think all of us would assume that it's mine. What's the tzad keneged? You'll realize. Rav Steinman declares, if kinyan dalet amis works b'li yediyah, without knowing. In other words, the fellow who's standing there first, he was within dalet amis of the object. And it was a symptom. So maybe he should be kinda the object before I walked over to him. He was standing there first. So he's standing there. I walk over to him, I start schmoozing with him, I see something on the floor. I pick it up first. Or does that help? It was in his chatzar. It was by his foot. It was within his dalet amis. So he didn't know it, but he was kinda at first. So it's his $20 bill. So Steinman declares whether Kinyan Dalin Amis works, Beli Yediyah.
Maybe the one who stood there 5 minutes earlier.
What?
Maybe the one who stood there 5 minutes earlier.
So Steinman writes that. Steinman writes everything very bekitzer. He writes that if he's going to say that, so who knows how many people walked by there over the day since the thing was dropped. You'll never have an Aveda you could keep. Because who knows how many people could have been there the whole day. People could have been coming and going all day.
It's an Aveda for them too.
What?
It's an Aveda for them too. It's just an Aveda for someone else.
I mean, they were claiming it, and then they lost it when they walked away. So you're going to be stuck. You know why? Because Yishlo Yidas doesn't work. If I drop something, and I don't know I dropped it, so it's still mine. Yishlam Yidas doesn't work. By money, you have a right to assume Asi Adam Lamashmish Bekisei B'chal Shah, that a guy who lost $20 bill, he realized. But if we're going to say that whoever walked by first was kainit, and then he walked away, so now it's his Aveda, he doesn't know it, but now it's his Aveda, so it's not going to help us, it's going to be Yishlam Yidas by him, it's still not going to be mine. Now what am I going to do? There'll be no case, come out no case in any money you find in the street, that'll be Hariyo Shalai. When you're standing within Dalar Amis Mishtameris, Mishtameris is if you're standing, Aymib Tzida is Mishtameris, right? If you're Aymib Tzad Chatzai, right? What? Mishtameris means he's capable of being Shaymerit. Doesn't mean he was Shaymerit. So Rav Steinman declares if this kinyan works below Yediyah. Now according to the Ramban, you'll be no suffix. Like the Ramban, no kinyan works below Yediyah. Like the Ramban, it will be pashut, it doesn't work. The whole hakir is only shayach according to the Ran. The Ran holds the kinyan chatzar dika kinyan. It works like Chatzeres work. If it's a Kinyan Chatzer, Dika Kinyan, then you could declare that Kinyan Chatzer works below Yediyah. And that here also it should work. It should work below Yediyah. So Rav Steinman is not Peshit to Safik. We found when we were learning Kinyan Dalet Amis that there's a Taz in Siman Reish Samaches of Kut Gimel. The Taz says that you're kind of below Yediyah. The Taz says a Chiddush. He says Dalet Amis is kind of below Yediyah. Which means there's only one way. There's only one Kinyan B'chol HaTorah Kula that works below Yediyah, and that's Kinyan Dalet Amis. A Kinyan Chatzer. The Torah gave Kinyanim, there's only one Kinyan that works, that's Kinyan Chatzer. If the Taz says that Kinyan Dalet Amis works below Yediyah, the Taz is saying that it's Kinyan Chatzer. He's saying like the, well, we're calling the Ran Shita. The Taz is saying that it works below Yediyah. that it's a type of kinyan chatzah. It's a kinyan chatzah dika kinyan. So that, I hope we have a better havana in the two shittas and kinyan dalet amos. I hope you all have a clearer understanding of the difference in the mahalchim between the Ran and the Ramban. It's a tremendous difference in the mahalach. If it works, mitzad kinyan chatzer. Or if it works, not mitzad kinyan chatzer, but because of chazal makna the object to you. Now, understanding these two mahalchim, we go back to Rav Nimalulim. Rav Nimalulim brings the Ran is masbir. Why does it get work with kinyan dalet amos? Because of hefker bezen hefker, Rabban have a kayach to give you this object. So you're kind of the get or the kedushin. How you claim it? I simtas only kinyan derabbanan. It's going to make a woman an eshesish or oisei eshesish. How does it work? The Ran says hefker bezen hefker, and that's fine. There's no kashis on the Ran that I know of. It works out hefker bezen hefker, and we're used to that, right? And Gittin, the Gemara learned hefker bezen hefker out of where? Out of a couple of psukim, I think, of pasuk in Ezra. Ezra said that whoever doesn't come to the gathering, yochrim kol nechasav or kol ruchushai, everything will be hefker. Ezra got everyone to come. There had been a major meeting. He said, whoever doesn't come, all this property is going to be hefker. I'll hefker bezen hefker. So everyone showed up. So we learn from there, hefker bezen hefker. So it's no problem. The Ran sheet is not an issue. The Ramban says words that we have to work on. The Ramban says, how does it work? A get that you kind of with kinyan dalet amos. It's only a kinyan derabbanan. So he says that when you get married, called the Mekadesh Adaita Derabbanan Mekadesh. Since when you got married Adaita Derabbanan. Afkinu Rabbanan, the Kedushin Minei. The Kedushin originally was with the Havana that if there'll be a time that someone will give a get that works with Derabbanan, the Kedushin is ice. However that works, we had that in Ksumis, Afkinu Lamed Aleph. However that works, that's Afkinu Rabbanan, the Kedushin Minei. That's how a Derabbanan works for a Daraisa here. So Frek Davni Meluim. 1 minute. There are two Mishnas of Karav Lai Karav Lai. There's the Mishnah in Gittin, which talks about a get. And the Ramban is in Gittin. He explains the Mishnah beautifully. And there's the Mishnah in Yevamos. Here it's talking about Kiddushin. Zarav La Kiddushin. Safik Karav Lai, Safik Karav Lai. So what's going on here? How does it work with Rabbanan? How does the Kedushin work with Rabbanan? How does she become an Eishes Ish Dairaisa? The truth is, you're right. The Mishnah there says V'chein Kedushin. I don't have to come to here to ask the Kashi. You're right. The Mishnah there says V'chein Le'in Kedushin. If a word starts off Kinu Rabbanan Le'Kedushin Minei, that explains Gittin. That explains why a Derabbanan they can get works. The whole Kedushin was that I did Rabbanan. So if you do a Rabbanan you can get, it can take off the Kedushin. But here you have a Pnuya, an unmarried woman. Mekadesha with Kedushin to Rabbanan. If you'll tell me Hefker bezen Hefker, I understand. But the Ramban is sticking in. Afkinu Rabbanan the Kedushin minei. And that's why the get works. Because he said, the Hari Amu Kedush is thinking that's my Shavi Yisrael. So, Frektav Nimaluim, that explains Gittin. It doesn't explain Kedushin. How can you explain Kedushin? Can you explain Kedushin? It's called the Makash, or the Ramana Makash. How do you explain that? Hari Amu Kedush, leave it to Basuk, that's my Shavi Yisrael. We aren't getting it with a king to Rabbanan. How she married Benatar? If it works out Hefker Bezden Hefker, why did he read the Gittin of Kinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin? That's the question is, and in explaining Gittin, you say Kinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin, so how's that going to work by Kinyan Kedushin? Okay, you understand the kasha, the difference in Gittin and Kedushin. By Gittin, the Ramban's explanation, it makes sense. It's a way to explain the Gedra Rabban. By Kedushin, it's not a way. It doesn't explain it. So what the Amnei Meluim does to answer this is goes back to the Yisoid that we're talking about today, that there are two types of Kinyan. Right, the Yisoid is there are two types of Kinyanim in the Torah. There's the list of Kinyanim and there's Kinyan Chatzim. Two types of Kinyanim. There's a list of Kinyanim. Hagbah, Mashiach, Masira, Kesef, and Shtar is a list. And on the other side is Kinyan Chatzim. I told you today one nafkamina between them. That the Chatzim is the only one that works below Yediyah. That was the only nafkamina I told you. Now I'll tell you a second nafkamina. Now this second nafkamina is a machlekes rishayim in Perek HaZayrik. But the Ramban's shita in Perek HaZayrik is that a get can only be given with kinyan yad or kinyan chatzar. Yad and chatzar are related kinyanim. My chatzar is kaida for me, and my yad is kaida. Chatzar mishum yad. Shita Saramban, it was the shita of many mishainim, and even some paiskim, is that the only kinyan that works by get is kinyan yad and kinyan chatzar. You want to do kinyan agav? It doesn't work. It won't work. You had a sugya there. A man was dying on Shabbos, and he wanted to find a way to give his wife a get. She shouldn't be an aguna. And whatever he did there, we had a shiloh. Did he do kinyan agav? The Ramban learns no. The only kinyan that works by get is yad and chotzer. Why? It says v'nasa biyada, and the Gemara is an arba from a riboy kinyan chotzer. So here you have another difference between chotzer and yad, and other kinyan. Hagbah. Now many people confuse hagbah with yad. What's the difference between Hagbah and Kinyan Yad? Remember? Huh? Right? It has to? Right, but Kinyan Yad, it has to be in your palm. If it's sticking out on the side, you can't be kaida with Kinyan Yad. Kinyan Yad is only what's in your palm, just like Kinyan Chatzar. Someone wants to be kaida in a car with Kinyan Chatzar, and he drives into his driveway, and half of it is still in the street. So he's kind of the half of the car that's in his driveway, not the half of the car that's in the street. So it's about a behemah. The behemah is half in your chatzar. You kind of know what's in the yad, what's in the chatzar. We learned then the sheets of the sivis it was. What? We keep asking the sivis. That when you give a get, you should fold up the get so small that it fits in our hands. It shouldn't stick out on both sides. Because you get, you want Shishvi Mekureshes L'Kal HaShitas. And if you hold Hagbah, it doesn't work. If you're going to pick it up and it's going to stick out of your hand, you lift it up, that's not Kinyan Yad, that's Hagbah. Hagbah, like the Ramban, doesn't work. So they fold up the get, that's what they do today. They fold up the get into a small folded up piece of paper, and she puts out both her hands. And the husband puts the entire get within, between her two thumbs, between in her 10 fingers. Because l'shitas haRamban, and the Ramban's not alone in this, according to the Ramban, it's another difference between kinyan chatzar and shar kinyanim, is gittin. Gittin have to be biyad or b'chatzar in order to be megureshes. And shar kinyanim don't work. You can be maknet tov kinyan chalipin. Tell the get is there, I'll be makni chalipa. Chalipa works for everything. Works for karka, works for metalfalim. It doesn't work for gittin. For gittin, that's a nafkamina, that for gittin, it doesn't work. And how only kinyan chatzah works. Kinyan chatzah be kinyan yad. B'meila, zakta adni b'lulim, very gishmak. The Ramban doesn't have any problem with kedushin in your Dalet Amis. It works out hefker bez nehefker. No problem. Someone puts kedushin kinyan Dalet Amis, hefker bez nehefker. It's yours. He gives it to Ram. The Ram says the Hefka Bezna is on the Karka. He says it's on the Chayfetz. But it works as Hefka Bezna Hefka. The only time the Ramban had a problem was when it came to Gittin. Because what's the Ramban Shita? The Ramban holds that Kinyan Dalet Amis is a new Kinyan in this list of Kinyanim. The Ramban holds that Dalet Amis is not a Chotzer Dika Kinyan. It's not a type of Kinyan Chotzer. It's a new Kinyan in the list of Kinyanim. If so, it doesn't work by Gittin. By Gittin, Kinyan Dalet Amis doesn't work. By Hefker it works. By someone who wants to give you a gift it works. By a Baal Chayv it works. By Kiddushin it works. It's only by Gittin that the Ramban had a problem. The Ran doesn't have the problem. Even if the Ran would hold, you need Kinyan Chatzar, he has no problem. Because he holds that Kinyan Simta works, that the Rabbanan gave you that Karka of Dalet Amis, it works on Kinyan Chatzar. So if you went with the Mahalach and the Ran, there's no problem. The Ramban had a problem only with Gittin. Because Gittin needs Kinyan Chatzar. And the Ramban holds that Dalet Amis is not Kinyan Chatzar. So how does Dalet Amis work? The Rabban had a Kipikasha. So the Rabban had to answer, called the Mekadish, I like that the Rabban, Mekadish, Afkin Rabban on the Kedusha Minei. You have to come on to this Kiddush, that when a man says Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael, he means that a Getter Rabban should work, and the Meila, a Getter Rabban does work. But you can't ask, like David Bloom originally asked, so Hotzerich Gittin, what about Kedusha? Because Kedusha was never a problem. Kedusha works, that's regular Hefka Bezna Hefka, like all, any kin you drop on it, anytime you kind of anything, that's Hefka Bezna Hefka, it works. And in Eila, it's Geshmak that the Ramban by Gittin had to say Hefkin Rabban with Kedusha, and they didn't have to say it anywhere else. It's only husband to Rabbana, and these Rishonim hold that kin you drop on it, their eyes said Hefka Bezna works. But Hefka Bezna can help you by Gittin because you need Kinyan Chatzar, Kinyan Yad. She can only get, but she won't be Megureshes. So this is the Avdei Meluim, except there's one more piece. There's a Machlaikis all over Shas, Machlaikis Rishayim, in many Sugis in Shas, if Kinyan Durabana Mahani L'Dairaisa. If a Durabana Dika Kinyan helps Min HaTaira, most Rishayim, including the Ran and the Ramban, hold that Kinyan Durabana Mahani L'Dairaisa. If the Rabbanan said it's yours, it's yours. It's really, really yours. What does it mean, Kinyan Durabana Mahani L'Dairaisa? It means the following. Let's say someone's a Kayan. And he goes and buys a behema from a Yisrael. A behema of a Kayan is allowed to be fed Truma. You're allowed to feed Truma, that's animal food. You're allowed to feed to a behema Kinyan Kaspa. You're allowed to feed to a behema of a Kayan, but not to a behemoth of Yisrael. What happens if a Kayan buys an animal with a Kinyan Durabana? A Kayan buys an animal with a Kinyan Simta. He buys it with a Kinyan Durabana. Those Rishayim who hold Kinyan Durabana Mahani L'Dairaisa will say you can feed a Truma. Because even though the Kinyan is a Durabanan, but since at the end of the day it belongs to the Kayan, if the Kayan owns the animal, you're allowed to feed Truma to a Kayan's animal. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says, Kinyan Durabanan, my Mahani L'Dairaisa. A Durabanan Dika Kinyan can't be Payal to give Truma to a Bahama. You have to own him in a time. So Frek Davnei Meluim, how is the Rambam going to learn Kinyan Dalet Amis by getting the Kiddushin? If you hold that Kinyan Rabban Olay Mahani L'Dairaisa and you Mekadosh an Isha with the Kinyan Rabban, she shouldn't be an Eishes Ishma Natayra. An Eishes Ishta Rabban. Could our Mishnah be an Eishes Ishta Rabban? Maybe Mishnah means Eishes Ishta Rabbanan. Huh? A trick question. Huh? says Echein. Echein. Over there it says Echein Kedushin in Git. From our Mishnah. Right, by Safikara Vla, it's Chayletzes Vlai Misyabemis. That means when it's Karay Vla for sure, she could do Yibum. She could do Yibum. If it affects Yibum, then obviously it's Daraisa. Daniel speaks it out. So, like the Rambam in Shver, how does Kinyan Simta work? Whether the Rambam learns like the Ran or the Ramban, the Kash is like both. We have to find some way for it to work. Like the Ran, it's Zichanoga. The Ran said Afkabez Nafka. Like the Ramban, if it works out of Kinyan Rabban, it will be good. But we explained the Ramban that Kedushin works also out of Afkabez Nafka. So, how's the Rambam going to learn Kedushin? How can you draw upon a Minotaur? So, that Mimulim explains the Rambam as well. So, we have Sofa the Ram, the Ramban. Yeah, he's master the Rambam. He says, the Rambam be'etzem holds like the Ran. The Rambam holds be'etzem like the Ran, that it works as a Kinyan Chatzah type of Kinyan. The Shitas HaRambam. Why does he hold Kinyan Rabbanu like Mahani Ben HaTorah? The Rambam holds Kinyan Rabbanu like Mahani Ben HaTorah because he has a Chiddush in Hefker Bezen Hefker. What is Hefker Bezen Hefker? It's a Kayach of Bezen to be to be Mafker something. Most Rishonim hold that Bezdin has a kayach to give something to me. Hefka Bezdin Hefka, they can give me something. Hefka Bezdin Hefka means Bezdin can do anything with Kinyan. The Rambam Shita, the way it's explained by the Mefarshei Rambam, is that Hefka Bezdin Hefka is only a kayach to be mafkir things, to make things ownerless. Bezdin can't make something mine. They can make it Hefker. Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. Bezdin's Hefker is Hefker. What did Ezra say? Whoever doesn't come to this gathering, Yechram Kol Rechushai, everything else is going to be Hefker. Hefker, Bezdin has a Kayach. But Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, can't give it to me. Let's say a Kayan buys an animal. Hefker, Bezdin Hefker can't make the animal be his. It can make the animal Hefker. If we'll do a Kinyan Dereisa on the animal, it'll work. But if all he does is a king of the Rabbanon can only make it ois the other persons, and the Rabbanon, he has rishus to use it, he has a right to use it. But Hefker Bezdin Hefker doesn't give him a kayak, can't make it his. So that's why the Rambam holds that king of the Rabbanon doesn't help in their eyes. Let's get back here. Zaktavni Meluim, how does Simta work like the Rambam? How does Simta work? I go out into the street and I stand there. What did the Rabbanim do? Now the Rabbanim said it's my Dalet Amos for Kinyan. Minat Torah, what could they do? They can't make it mine. They can make it nobody else's. Does the Rabbanim have a kach to say no one else has a right in these Dalet Amos for Kinyan? Nobody else has a right in these Dalet Amos. They take away everyone else's rishus. I have rishus in these Dalet Amos. So, Kinyan Rabbanon Leimahani L'Daraisa. How does it work to be kind of get? The answer is, the Rambam has a shita in Kinyan Chotzer, which will explain this as well. The Rambam shita in Kinyan Chotzer is Negeya Anushayla. You're a tenant. You're renting an apartment. Okay, the apartment belongs to the landlord, and you're a tenant. You're renting it. You're a seicher. Okay, hefker blows into your window. Something hefker blows in. It lands in your chatzah. Chatzah mishtameres as it rolls around. $100 bill blows into your window and it lands there. When it lands, Kinyan Chatzer. Whoever owns it is kind of. Who's kind of kinyan chatzar? The owner, the landlord? Or the seicher, the renter? Who has a right to be kind of? Who has a right to use this karka for kinyan chatzar? The Rambam Shita is that the seicher is kind of, because kinyan chatzar depends on who has a right to use it. Whoever has a right to use it is kind of a kinyan chatzar. In Cain, the Rambam will hold the Kinyan Dal and Amis out in the Simta works. Zaktav Nebulu, and why? Because what did Chazal do? They took away everyone else's right to use it. I'm the only one with a right to use it. If I'm the one with a right to use it, I could be kind of Kinyan Chatzim in Atayra. Because anytime you're the one with the right to use it, you can be kind of a kinyan chatzar. You don't have to own the karka. It's enough, hefker bez and hefker. Take away everyone else's rights, so I'm like a tenant. I'm the one who has a right to use it. A tenant has a right to use it because he paid for it. A person in a simta has a right to use it because they're a bono mafker, everybody else's right. But memela, like the Rambam, it works. Because of this kneich in kinyan chatzar, which is shitas Rambam, that you can be kind of in a chatzar, you can be kind of something in a chatzar, as long as you have a right to use it. And since by simta you have a right to use it, that's why, like the Rambam, it works. So Davni Meluim has explained A, the Machlokes Ran V'Ramban, then Shitas HaRamban. This last piece, this is the last paragraph and a half, or two paragraphs of the Davni Meluim, he explains Shitas HaRamban. And the Rambam Shitas Negeah just to Gittin. Get the Kiddushin. It's not to get to the Etzem of Kinyan Chatzar. Kinyan Chatzar, Kinyan Simta. Kinyan Simta Lamaisa is two Ma'alchim. The Ran and the Ramban. We're saying the Rambam holds like the Ran Be'etzem. There's a Kinyan Chatzar type of a king. And so I hope we will marviach to have a proper Havana in Kinyan Dalar Amis, the way Kinyan Dalar Amis works. And again, it works only in a Simta. And only in Tzidei Rishis HaRabim, it doesn't work in the street. And this is the Havana here.
The Rambam and Rabban both hold that Kinyan Davon Manadar?
Davni Meluim sounds that way, yeah. Because so, he's saying, the Rambam Zichah holds that way. In the, his explanation of the Rambam, he's saying that he also holds that way. Okay, let's get back to the Mishnah. So what are we saying? Kulon shayiv and kedushin agerishin b'safik harelu atzoras chosnam yisi. I'm always ketsa safik kedushin. Zarak lo kedushin safik karav lai safik karav la zeo safik kedushin. So we have here a concept of safik kedushin. Those of you who learned the Gemara down to the bottom of Lamed Aleph of Beis will know the Gemara has an ukimta that it's talking about Beis Kitei Eidim. We're not holding there, we're holding in Rashi. Rashi says, what's a Safik Kedushin? Eid Amis Mesutzamais, the Zarkai, Safik in the Dalar Amis HaKarev La, Safik in the Dalar Amis HaKarev La, that's a Safik Kedushin. So I have two Klolistic Akashas here. You all know Kedushin needs Eidim. Any witnesses. So as the Kaddish and Isha Beinai LeBeina, there's nobody around, not a Kiddush. Kiddush needs Eidim to Kiyur. What did the Eidim see in this case, the Safik Kiddush? You have two Eidim standing there, and for some reason, we're still not 100% sure why Rashi says, Ches Amis and Tzumtzumais, but you picture it. A man's here, a woman's here, the two Eidim are standing there. He throws her the Kiddush. The Kiddush lands. And what's the case? When it lands, they can't tell it's closer to him, it's closer to her. So why didn't they take out a ruler and measure it? I don't know why they didn't do it. Maybe they left right away or somebody picked it up. But they don't know. It's a problem. The problem is that you don't have Eidim on this Kiddush. Do you have any witnesses that she's Mekudeshes? Are there any witnesses that know she's Mekudeshes? No. You have witnesses who don't know. Witnesses who are Mesupik. If witnesses are Mesupik, if there was a Kedushin, so there's a no Kedushin. All right? If you have witnesses that don't know if there was a Kedushin, that means you don't have witnesses that there was a Kedushin. All right? There are zero witnesses that there was a Kedushin. If you have no witnesses, there's a Kedushin. There's definitely not a Kedushin. You're missing witnesses. Witnesses, what's a witness? A witness is somebody who knows something. No? A witness that's specific is not a witness. Don't call a witness into Bezdin, and he walks in and says, I don't know. So the problem here is that when you have a Safik Kedushin, it should be Vaday not a Kedushin. It should be Vaday Ois Kedushin. How do you have a Safik Kedushin? The Beis Shmuel in Siman Lamed of Katan Tes seems to say, Mamish this, he says, Safik Karev Lai is B'Shnei Kitei Eidim, like the Maskana. Because if the witnesses themselves don't know, then you have no witnesses. It's a Chanara Kedushin. But if it's a Chanara Kedushin, then why does the Mishnah say it's a Safik Kedushin? Like Rashi. Rashi says it's a Zenayin, not B'Shnei Kitei Eidim. Rashi says it's talking Safik Karev Lai, that Rashi doesn't mention a word about Eidim. Rashi seems to say, you're not sure. The Rashba says it befeish. The Rashba says that the Eidim couldn't tell who's Yachal HaShemra, who was closer to him. That's better. So if I have two witnesses say there was a Kedushin, and two witnesses say there wasn't, so now there may be a Kedushin. Because there's a tzad that we have Eidus L'Kiyume. And tzad, we're Mesupik. Bezdin's Mesupik. The Eidim are not Mesupik. So in the tzad that these Eidim are telling the truth, we have Kedushin. But where the Eidim themselves are Mesupik, what kind of a Kedushin is it? It should be Vaday as Kedushin. As a matter of fact, every time you have a teiku in Perek Kama the Kedushin, every time you have a Shaila, I think the Gemara says, Nosan hu va'amra hi, so the Gemara says teiku. We're Mesupik if it's a good Kedushin. If he does the Nesina, she does the Amira. Anytime you're Mesupik, it should be Ice Kedushin. Because you don't have Eidim that know there was a Kedushin.
They would walk away and come and measure. They don't know what they measured correctly. It can't be measured. It wouldn't be a Kedushin.
They're Mesupik. They're sure of what they saw. Are they sure what they saw? They can point where it landed. The Neidu Behuda and the Tshuva, the Piskei Tshuva, they're Techen Zetzu. Neidu Behuda and the Tshuva, it's Neidu Behuda Kama Tshuva Samaches. I'm sorry, Tshuva Nunches, Dibra Maskel Ella. He says, along the lines of what Zevi is saying, that, and rather the Nesivis says a similar thing, also in the Piskei Tshuva, they say, Eidim don't have to know the other facts. They only have to know what they saw. The Yehuda gives an example. A woman says, throw the Kedushin into my chatzar, and I'll be Mekudeshes. I'm willing to be Mekudeshes if you throw it into my chatzah. So the man throws it into her chatzah. Do the Eidim have to know that it's her chatzah? They have to go investigate that it's her chatzah? He says, no. They have to know what they saw. What they saw has to be a klarizach. If they saw this, that, what's the din? Yes, Bezdin. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. Yes, Bezdin. Gemara says a man was Makadish and Isha with Tzipsa Da'asa, with a Hadas. Is it worth a Pruta? Shemeshava Pruta B'madai. Maybe it's worth a Pruta somewhere. I, the Edom, don't know if it's worth a Pruta. Teretz is that the Nabi Yehuda, Edom don't have to know if it's worth a Pruta. They have to know exactly what they saw. They saw he gave her a Tzipsa Da'asa, a stick of Hadas. Is it worth a Pruta? It's not my business. I'm an aid, I'm not a Pesach. I go to Bezdin, I report what I saw, and let Bezdin paskin. So the night of Yehuda Nemzon, that if they saw a Dover Shalem, that is adequate for Edim, and that's called Edis. Turns out like the night of Yehuda, if the Edim say, we saw it land right here, and we're not sure if it's closer to him or closer to her, that's fine. But if the Edim would come in and say, we're not sure exactly where it landed. He was exactly here, she was exactly here, this was the middle, and we couldn't tell exactly where it landed. Did it land on this side of the line, that side of the line? If they don't know the spot it landed, that's a problem. They're saying, we don't know if we saw, we don't know the Meisim. They're saying Chatzidava, they're saying Kefet Edis. If they could say where it landed and they're not sure what that place where it landed was carved by a car of law, so saying Edis, and now you're best not to figure it out. It's a bit of a hard thing to figure out what they have to know, what they don't have to know. No? What exactly? They have to see a whole thing. You all know there's a old machlokes if you have to see the face of the kalah. The Edom have to see. Machlokes goes back at least 500 years. The Marit and the Mabit, the father and the son, they argued. If you have to see the Pnei HaKalah, you don't have to see the Pnei HaKalah. What's inside you don't have to see? I understand. I'm not Yigdal, my Rabbi did, so we're not Yigdal, we do. But I understand the side you don't have to. The Edom could say, this man is Makudish to this woman. What she looks like, I don't know. But you see this lady standing right here? I saw it. He gave her a Kedusha. And they see her face and she has an identical twin. It's like Zaydis. They are saying, hey, this the fellow right here and the woman in this dress with this veil, they're married. I don't know everything. I don't know everything.
How was they identified?
Who said they even have to be able to identify later? If a man is Makadish a woman and then she has a... she changes the way she looks. She's ish. B'shas Maisa, they know what's going on. If B'shas Maisa, they know. So, no, Yedia B'Leiria, Pashas is separate shayla. That's maybe Yedia B'Leiria is when they see the ring in his hand, they see her finger, they look away a minute, and then they see the ring on her finger. So they know it happened, but didn't see it. That's a separate shayla. If you need Yedia, but the idea that they have to know all the pratim. Okay, this shaila, Ramesh has an arichus about the shailas that are common regarding kedushin derech schaik. When we learn about this kedushin, yeshiva, let me get back to it. One of the most geshmakas sugyas throughout the mesechta are the shailas of kedushin derech schaik. Every gadol hadar has shailas because when you have the shaila, it always goes to the gadol hadar. So Rabbi Kivega has a shaila, Rabbi Yehuda has a shaila, Rabbi Seif has a shaila. Rabbi Moshe has three in the first volume alone of people that were litzanis. They were playing around and joking around, and someone gave kedushin as a joke. It's interesting. The first shaila, which is in Ebenezer Aleph Tshuva Pei Beis, Rabbi Moshe was tougher shayin zayin. Rabbi Moshe was 22 years old. Pella, that 22 year old, they brought this shaila to him. He writes that they called the witnesses to him and he in an interview that one didn't want to come or one did come. Ramesha is down this shaila, witnesses see Kedushin and they're not sure if the man is serious. Does that make it Ois Edis or not? Is that included in what Edim have to see? Do they have to see the physical thing that took place? The man put it on her finger. Or do they have to know the intent of the Mekadesh? They have to hear the Hariat. Do they have to hear Hariat and know it's serious? Or is it enough if they know it's Deras Chaik to make it Isaidis? Aramaish is Masupik. Masupik the Davar is Yaisa Naita that they have to know. That's the Sad Kula in condition Deras Chaik. Akwapanim, this is one Shaila here. There's a second Shaila, which is again a Kolyistika Shaila in Kedushin. The first Shaila I told you, the question of every Safi Kedushin, there's no Eidus. So that I know, is it Shmuel, and Ebi Huda, you see this. Second Shaila, I don't remember Maramachaimis, but I'll tell you the Shaila. Let's say a man gives a woman Kedushin in a way that's a Safi Kedushin. A man goes over to a woman and he gives her tzipsadasa, he gives her something that's a suffix shavapruta b'madai. What's Bezdin going to pass in? Suffix kedushin. The shayla is, let's say, nasan hu va'amrahi. Okay. He gives her a ring and she says, harayani mekudesh eslofa davasa. Suffix kedushin, that's a psak. I want to ask you a chashim mishpitik shayla. A man goes over to a woman, gives her a ring. A ring could cost $100. He says he wants to give it to her to be married. So she says, Haradi Makudesh is Lachmet Abazu, and he gives it to her. They go to Bezdin, Safi Kedush. The man says, okay, I want my ring back. It's a Mekatos. I only gave a ring, Al Das, to get a Vade Kedush. Nobody gives a ring to get a Safi Kedush. No? If you go into the store and you want to buy a bag of potato chips, and you give the guy a dollar for the bag, and he takes the dollar and he says, okay, it's a Suffolk yours. So you want your dollar back. You didn't buy Suffolk potato chips, you bought Vade potato chips, right? If a man's Mekadosh and Isha, Suffolk Kedushin, he should be able to get his money back. Because he didn't give it al das to get a Suffolk Kedushin. What follows if he gets his money back? It's not a condition at all. If he can get his money back, it's not a condition b'chlal. So how do you ever have a suffic condition in this masechta, in condition? How could you ever have suffic condition? Suffic mekudeshes, how could you have a case of suffic mekudeshes? I didn't give you a ring in order to be a suffic mekudeshes. I gave you a ring to be a vade mekudeshes. So I should get my ring back. And once I get my ring back, it turns out it's a vade not a kedushin. Because it comes out the giving of the ring was a giving which doesn't work. This seems to be a problem with the whole musig of Safi kedushin. I'm not sure. There's got to be a way to deal with it. What? If you give her something that she eats. You give her rukayt lafane. So it's the only way to have a Safi Kedushin. But Safi Kar of Law, Safi Kar of Law sounds like it was an object and it landed. And if it's Safi Kar of Law, Safi Kar of Law, he should say, I want it back. He still should be entitled to it back. What would be a bad Kenyan? Let's say I'm selling you my car. And I tell you, okay, throw me the whatever it is. I don't know what my car's worth. I say, throw me the cash, and you throw it, it's suffic karev to me, suffic karev to you. So I tell you, okay, it's a suffic if you have my car. So you're going to say you want the money back, no? Or I should do a kinder eisa. What? Well, you didn't give me money to get a suffic my car. You gave me money to get a vane my car. To acquire a suffic my car, it's not going to, you can't be, I have to give you money back. Now, of course, as soon as I pick up the money, I'll be kind of with the Kinyan Agba. But in theory, it's not. You're saying a big step. To say Kalam Kasha Daita Durabanan, meaning Kinyanam Durabanan should work, I'm asking. But to say that when you're Makadish, you're Makadish Adaita, that exactly. For Safik Kedushin I lose my money? I'm asking you, I think that's my Shavi Yisrael should be. That he should get his money back if it's a Safik. I'm not being Sais or any Kabbalah we have. There's no...
It's a thin of Safik Kedushin.
you're right, there is a din suffik kedushin, and Makash is wrong. I just want to know why. Why could there be a suffik kedushin? Maybe by shtike shteki te edim, I could understand it. You could say kimli like these two edim, I'll say kimli like those two edim, I can't be might. But when it's a suffik in the mitzias, kar of light, kar of law, where would the Rabbana want to make a special takana that I should lose my money? I think it's Rabbi Kivega's kasha somewhere in Kedushin. I think. I don't remember a teretz. So there's a good kasha. Okay, so far we've spoken about Safik Kedushin. Tomorrow we get to Safik Gerushin. And finally the Rav Chaim, which I assume everybody has at least looked at, we'll deal with tomorrow. If some of you have the Rav Nachum on Gittin, Ois Ayin Ches, he deals with Rav Chaim's kasha in a slightly different way, which you can take a look at. Also, the Mukhi Yosef, the whole Reb Chaim is Gebait on Mukhi Yosef. Mukhi Yosef is here in Am Masechta. It's not a Gittin. It's a Mukhi Yosef on this Mishnah, so it's a Shem for tomorrow.